I have been so fortunate. I have dentists that even come through and tour the facility and tell me it's better than their offices or their dental schools.
I feel like it has expanded my horizons so much.
Chat Tech is like my home. I feel very comfortable here. They've been really good to me throughout my other classes that I've taken.
98.7 Chat Tech, where 98.7% of our students earn a career. Today, we're drilling down on the dental assisting program at Chattahoochee Tech. From the mouths of the dean, instructors, and an industry professional, we'll learn about how Chat Tech prepares students for a career, and we'll see the pearly whites of two students as they beam with excitement on their education and future careers. Start counting backwards from 10 while we get the Dean of Health Sciences, Stephanie Puffer. Thanks for joining us again, Stephanie. Can you give us a little overview on the dental assisting program?
Basically, they're going to assist in the delivery of the treatment that is being given by the dentist. They're an integral member of that dental team while a patient is sitting in the chair. They are performing chairside and laboratory procedures. They are skilled at knowing how to do x-rays. They can also work in the front office. So if they find that they just don't love being chairside, our program will prepare them for either of those roles. We've only had this program for 2 years. Our third cohort just started.
What do you know about the personal traits that would help students succeed?
They are very smart. They have to have an interest in science, a desire to have a profession where you're a lifelong learner. They have to want to be part of a team. Good communication skills are crucial.
Most healthcare professions are projected to grow in the future. How about dental assisting?
This one is also faster than average growth. It's got at about 11% growth over the next 10 years. The median salary for dental assisting is $41,000. Healthcare is just always a safe bet. The facts are we have more people insured in this country now than ever. And so if you have insurance, you're more likely to seek out the care that you should be getting that some people avoid when they're not covered.
Thank you, Stephanie. Next up in the cozy chair with the big bright light, we have program director and lead instructor, Michelle Peets.
My name is Michelle Peets, and I am the program director for dental assisting.
Similar to most Chat Tech health sciences programs, this is designed for a cohort style of learning, so a smaller group of students all go through the same classes together. How does this benefit the students and the school?
For my program in particular, we are 3 semesters. We're a building block program, and so the way the schedule is structured, whatever you learn this class, you might take to the next class and build on and take with you to the next semester. So it's very nice to take this group and build them together. And I have been incredibly lucky that every class I've had has been super supportive of one another. They have group chats, they do Quizlets together, they do study groups together, they keep each other on track with a calendar. So they have all been phenomenal groups that I've been blessed to have come through and really bond. And that makes it a great experience for me too.
Is a cohort always the case for this type of education?
My very first job was at a proprietary fee-for-service school. And no, they'll take anybody at any time and throw them in the mix. And it's complicated and incredibly stressful to try and support those students that may not be on par with their peers. And so those students don't tend to bond. And it's hard to manage groups or factions of students. So bringing a group in together, I just feel like is so much more rewarding for everyone.
Recreating labs for professional application is a strong point of Chattahoochee Tech's programs. Michelle, can you tell me about the lab space for dental assisting?
Oh my gosh, I have been so fortunate. I have dentists that even come through and tour the facility and tell me it's better than their offices or their dental schools. It was actually done when I got there, but it is exactly like you would find in a dental practice. Absolutely everything is just like you would find in a dental practice. Our operatories, our instruments, everything is as you would experience it in the profession. So that's a huge bonus for the students that they don't go in and take something that's been simulated in a sort of, this could be what you do, or this might be what you have, into this is what you have. And then with the CARES Act and funding and support for COVID, we have things that I did not ever think we would get, things like digital scanners, which are state of the art and most practices have them, which is something that we have that a lot of dental assisting schools don't. My students come out and they at least know what one is and have used it and practiced on it. Of course, different practices have different kinds of scanners, but the concept is all the same. We have mannequins that the students can work on. I have one for every chair, and I have 12 chairs. So everyone gets to sort of explore on their own. The same in my wet lab, we can fabricate bleaching trays and night guards and splints, things they'll actually do and take with them into the dental profession. And not to brag, but the dentists I work with love my students and tend to try and find a place for them in their practices, even if they don't really need to hire someone. So I don't credit myself with all of that, but the support, again, from Chat Tech has just been phenomenal in helping us be successful.
How much of the program is dedicated to practicums or externships?
My students have 3 practicum rotations. And so the first 8 weeks of this semester, they're doing practicum 1, and they are all in a general dentist office. Practicum 2, they can branch out. I have some specialties I'm working with and always looking for a new dentist to partner with, but they can make a plan to go into a specialist office or to go into another general dentist office, because that dentist is going to do things a little bit differently based on the products they use or where they were trained or continuing education courses they might have taken. I don't let them stay in one place the entire time because they don't get a broader scope of knowledge. And then over the summer, they have a full-time practicum rotation. So they are out in a dental office Monday through Thursday all day long. If there was a dentist that really worked well with the student or a student that really worked well in a practice, then I try and partner them back up for a sort of work to hire type situation.
Thank you, Michelle. Let's drill down on the dental assisting education from a student perspective. Lauren, tell us about yourself and tell us what you like about being in a cohort at Chat Tech.
Hi, my name is Lauren Schreiber. I am a current student at Chattahoochee Tech for the dental assisting program, and I graduate in July of 2023. It's really good to have a cohort of 12 people because we're all very close to each other, and we can definitely all relate to each other on things happening in school and out of school. It allows us to practice team building, and we're able to lean on each other when we need each other during the times of being stressed and being crazy busy with everything we have going on.
So Ms. Pete says the labs are pretty on point for a dental office, but what do students think about the labs?
Working on labs in the dental lab at school definitely helps you prepare for when you're actually getting in the office, because you're getting the confidence that you need when you go into the office. Again, being in the office is completely different than being at school, but doing the labs, you actually have practice so that you go in there and you can kind of show them what you know. It was way less intimidating.
Tell us a little about your relationship with the instructors.
My relationship with Ms. Peets and Ms. Holden is a super good one. They're there for you every step of the way. All you have to do is talk to them. I've definitely learned that opening up to them and letting them know where I'm struggling or what I need help with is the only way that, you know, I'm going to progress. That's what they're there for, is to help me. The kind of support that they have given me shows me that they want me not only to be successful at school, but anything I do outside of school as well.
Lauren, how helpful was Chat Tech when it came time for your externship?
Chat Tech made the process super easy as far as the externship goes. There's a company called Pacific Dental Groups that Ms. Peets told us about. We were able to type our information in and put our top 3 preferences as far as location goes. And then they emailed us back if there was an availability at an office. I was also able to look around and see if there were any other offices that weren't listed to see if I wanted to go there as well.
Thanks, Lauren. Let's grab another student. Katie, tell us a bit about yourself.
My name is Katherine Gaten. I am a dental assisting student at Chattahoochee Tech. I plan to graduate this upcoming summer.
Why did you choose dental assisting?
I've always had a fascination with teeth. I've had a lot of dental work done myself, braces for 4 years, you know, the whole shebang. I still have a permanent retainer in now, so it's always kind of interested me. I thought I'd start there and maybe pursue the career further once I graduate from here.
Can you tell us a bit about the compassion of the instructors?
Miss Peets is amazing. She really is. She has helped me with homework. She has helped me with day-to-day life. She'll just sit and talk to you about whatever, whenever you need. She's a great instructor. She really explains everything perfectly and by the book and tells you what you're going to need to learn to help you in the field. It's really great. Miss Holden is just the same. She's amazing.
What's the biggest benefit of the externship opportunities for dental assisting?
You've learned so much hands-on. And dental assisting is very much, you have to, it's like muscle memory almost. You have to know exactly what's coming next. And you learn that in person, in the office. So having the externship teaches you relationships with other assistants and how much you rely on each other. And no matter how much time we spend in the lab, there's nothing that can duplicate to have a patient sitting in the chair for the first time with a complete set of circumstances that are not controllable. I feel like it has expanded my horizons so much.
Thanks, Katie. It's time to cap this off with Dr. Reza, an industry professional who works closely with Chat Tech. Introduce yourself, please, sir.
My name is Dr. Reza Alamzada. I'm a general dentist, and I've been practicing for 19 years. I'm a practice owner in Canton. I've been involved with Chat Tech for the past 2 years. I'm on their professional advisory committee, and a lot of the interns from the program kind of rotate through our office.
What do you see about Chat Tech students that stands out above other schools?
The main difference that I've noticed in their dental assisting program compared to the other ones I've experienced is that they teach their students and they give them more of a hands-on, real-world experience. So when they come to our office, they're pretty much prepared. And I mean, of course, we have to, you know, show them how it works in the real world and train them on how we like things at our office, but they're already pretty much 60% prepared. They know how to do x-rays, and it makes it a lot easier as an employer to teach them and mentor them and train them. And once the program is over, we've hired two of them over the past 2 years. So pretty much each one that has rolled through our program, we ended up hiring them because they've been great.
Why are dental assistants so important to dentists?
Well, our industry is very dependent on dental assistants because we do pretty much it's a procedure type profession. And you know, and a lot of the procedures, you have to be able to move on from one patient to the other, and you have to be able to have somebody to finish up the procedure, and so that way you can take care of your next patient. And dental assistants, I feel like, you know, dentists could not even move forward because you only have, as a dentist, you only have two hands, and dentistry is more of a four-handed type of profession, so you have to have somebody assisting you in the procedure, just like a surgeon doing an operation. They're going to have somebody, you know, hold suction and help them out, and some same concept in dentistry. It's a four-handed profession.
What's your role on the Chat Tech Advisory Committee?
Giving them feedback on how things are, you know, in real-world practice. And my practice is a more of a larger practice, and we have all the specialties. I help the program, you know, and help their students to learning of how things are in a multi-specialty practice. We have all the specialists, and it's a large practice. There's like 10 or 12 people working at all times versus like a smaller private practice where it's just a dentist, one assistant, one hygienist. I bring my experience into the program because most practices nowadays are kind of geared or going in that direction of multi-specialty. So I help with the curriculum and kind of look over the program.
What do you see in the future for the dental assisting profession?
Dental assisting profession is becoming, you know, in demand quite a lot because the dental industry is definitely growing. So the need is rising for good dental assistants. And, you know, and it's a mutual relationship. Dental assistants coming out of school, they want a good office where they can grow and they can get better and succeed in life. And the dental practice is the same thing. In order for a dental practice to grow and succeed, you need, you know, good team members, including dental assistants. So the high demand, I feel like that's something that with this program, it feeds the dental offices, dental assistants that are capable, that are competent. And I feel like us dentists being involved with the program, we can kind of help get these assistants ready to get out and start working and succeeding.
For more information about the dental assisting program at Chattahoochee Technical College, visit chattahoocheetech.edu. Thanks for listening to 98.7 Chat Tech, where 98.7% of our students earn a career.